there. Welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk. I'm Taylor, one of your teachers from Fluency Academy. Thank you so much for joining me today. As you know, the best way to develop your pronunciation and your comprehension skills with these episodes is by speaking out loud, okay? So grab your water because you will be speaking every time you hear this sound. Today, we're going to study a conversation at a restaurant. Our characters are Mark, the customer, and Jeff, the waiter. To read this episode's dialogue and extra content, you can access it all in our portal. Make sure to check them out. Let's listen to the dialogue now.
Good evening, gentlemen. Here's the menu.
What would you recommend?
The specialty of the house is mushroom lasagna.
Sounds good to me.
Great choice. And what would you like to drink?
Can I have a large iced tea, please? No ice.
Sure. Anything else?
I'll also have some fries, some tomato salad, and cheesecake for dessert. That's all.
Are you expecting anyone else to come?
Did you hear what Mark ordered for dinner? Let's listen one more time.
Good evening, gentlemen. Here's the menu.
What would you recommend?
The specialty of the house is mushroom lasagna.
Sounds good to me.
Great choice. And what would you like to drink?
Can I have a large iced tea, please? No ice.
Sure. Anything else?
I'll also have some fries, some tomato salad, and cheesecake for dessert. That's all.
Are you expecting anyone else to come?
Okay, let's get started. The first person to speak is Jeff, the waiter. He says, "Good evening, gentlemen. Here's the menu." So he's speaking to the customers for the first time, bringing them the menu. Ready to repeat? Say it after me. Good evening, gentlemen. Watch out for the pronunciation here. The stressed syllable is the first one. Say it again. Gentlemen. Good evening, gentlemen. We can assume that there is another man at dinner with Mark because the waiter says gentlemen, which is a formal way to address a group of men. Repeat. Good evening, gentlemen. Okay, let's continue. Repeat after me. Here's the menu. Here's the menu. It's very common to say "here's" when you are handing something to someone. Now, let's put it all together. Say it with me. Good evening, gentlemen. Here's the menu. Nice work. Now, Mark, the customer, has the menu, but he doesn't know what he wants yet. So he says, what would you recommend? When you want to be more formal and extra polite, it's good to use would in your sentences. So Mark is being polite, asking for food recommendations. Let's repeat. What would you? Now link the sounds together. Would you recommend? Now say everything fast. What would you recommend? Or are ways to buy time to think when you don't know what you want to say right away. So let's add it to our sentence and try to say it faster. What would you recommend? Nice. Let's continue. Jeff, the waiter, replies, "The specialty of the house is mushroom lasagna." So the restaurant specializes in mushroom lasagna. Sounds nice, right? Let's repeat. The specialty of the house is mushroom lasagna. The specialty of the house is mushroom lasagna. The specialty of the house is mushroom lasagna. Good one. Now, Mark answers with an extremely common sentence in day-to-day conversation. He says, "Sounds good to me." You can reply with "sounds good to me" when someone suggests something that is a good option to you. It can be related to anything at all, not just food. Say it after me. Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. So Jeff, the waiter, takes the order and says, "Great choice. And what would you like to drink?" A choice is the option you choose. And he uses "would" to be polite. Say it with me. Great choice. And what would you like to drink? And what would you like to drink? Now let's put it all together. Great choice. And what would you like to drink? Good job. Mark replies with, "Can I have a large iced tea, please? No ice." No ice means without ice. Repeat, no ice. Good. Now the whole statement. Can I have a large iced tea, please? Can I have a large iced tea, please? No ice. Can I have a large iced tea, please? No ice. Excellent work. Jeff wants to know if Mark is finished ordering. So he says, "Sure, anything else?" The question "anything else" is just a really natural way to ask, "Do you want to continue ordering?" So let's say it. Repeat. Sure. Anything else? Sure, anything else? So how can you ask if someone wants to continue ordering? Anything else? Do you think Mark's order is done? It's not. He replies, "I'll also have some fries, some tomato salad, and cheesecake for dessert. That's all." Wow, he is having a big dinner today, right? Let's say it together. I'll also have some fries. I'll also have some fries, some tomato salad. I'll also have some fries, some tomato salad, and cheesecake. For dessert, cheesecake for dessert. That's all. Nice work. That was a long one. And that was our last sentence. So now let's listen to the dialogue again to refresh our memories. Listen up.
Good evening, gentlemen. Here's the menu.
What would you recommend?
The specialty of the house is mushroom lasagna.
Sounds good to me.
Great choice. And what would you like to drink?
Can I have a large iced tea, please? No ice.
Sure. Anything else?
I'll also have some fries, some tomato salad, and cheesecake for dessert. That's all.
Are you expecting anyone else to come?
Okay, how much did you understand this time? Congratulations on reaching the end of the episode. I really recommend that you read this whole dialogue and take a look at the extra content on the portal, okay? And that's it for this episode. Thanks again for joining me today, and I hope that you have a wonderful week. Take care. Bye!